This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
And she said, list this.
KNC Masterpiece Hall 105.3 The Fan. It's time for the list, everybody.
Oh, I got this one.
What?
Bar, dude, stool, come... sports. Oh, no, I know.
I sent you a text earlier today.
I got
today.
It. I'm sorry. You're right. I got it. Parker's Computer, Masterpiece of the Week.
What is Friday?
Boom!
That's a really good guess.
In your face.
We did Masterpiece of the Week yesterday.
What?
Yeah, so we decided not to do it today.
Oh.
And so I have a list from the Chive.
Oh, man.
Called Titillating Facts About Humans That'll Leave You Feeling Alpha.
Can we say boobilating?
Nope.
Oh.
We certainly can't say it quite as slow as Corey said it the first time.
Titillating facts.
Much better.
About humans that will leave you feeling alpha. So these are things that are going to, this is 25 things that are going to make you feel like, what? We're awesome. We're human. 877-881-1053. Text in if you think you're awesome for being a human.
Or are we dancer? Or is it denser?
It's denser, but I always thought it was dancer too.
Huh. Hey, Corey, from the 469, give us a list of how to get a bottle opener tomorrow.
Ooh. All right, so I have a few that I've given away. I may have like two.
I definitely have at least one spare one.
You have one. I have like two left in total. The other ones are being given away.
I might have one.
You might have one. So I feel like there are some... We might need to come up with a trick for tomorrow.
I got a suggestion.
All right.
You come up to us. You don't say hello or hey or any other type of greeting outside of KNC Masterpiece is the best show on radio. But if you say hello, I'm going to be like, hey, and then you say it, you lose.
What if I did you one better on that, Kevin?
Oh, that's
what if you come grab one of us, drag us to someone you don't know, and tell them KNC Masterpiece is the best show on radio.
Yes!
That is better.
I love that idea.
That is significantly better.
All right, so there you go.
So did we just encourage a bunch of strangers tomorrow to come up to us and be like, hey, you want to come with me?
Yes.
And I'll be like, sounds good.
Where are we going? That alley over there? Fine.
There may be a stranger over there.
$20 is $20,
I mean,
you know?
That's a good point. But also, them Legos aren't going to buy themselves. So the other thing is weird things happen at Mudbug. Parker, do you remember how last year you were like essentially my manager or bouncer? Because when I walked off the stage from when we were all interviewing Dak, somebody came up to talk to me. And then it took a couple minutes, and then another person wanted to talk, and so they lined up behind him, and then this line of people started forming, and Parker just started, like, working the crowd like we're getting ready for a talk show, and he kept them all in line. And it took me a few people to realize that people were lining up to talk to me, and then I felt like a jerk that I wasn't just like, hey, what's going on?
It was really weird. I had my clipboard and everything. I was, like, writing down names and giving people numbers, calling out numbers so they could come up to talk to Kevin next. It worked out really well.
It was awesome.
What kind of board was that?
A clipboard.
So it's, you know, and
scandalous.
Mudbug for me last year, I couldn't walk. And it was a great environment. I couldn't walk 10 feet without getting stopped. That is the coolest thing in the world.
Too much to drink? Or?
No.
He was also out of shape then.
No.
That
no.
makes sense.
It was 10 feet. I would walk 10 feet and somebody would say, hey, dude, this is so awesome. Or, guy, hey, man, I love your show.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it was just, it was awesome. And I had the wife with me. And there's part of her that hates it. But part of her that also loves it. She's like, I'm with one of the celebrities. And I'm like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a dude that's drinking with these fools.
So you said you're with your wife. Do you think I could meet my future wife tomorrow?
Nope.
Oh, that's...
I know you too well.
That's true.
I mean, you could meet
use
them.
Her.
Whoa.
Whoa, come on, dude.
For
we're,
her consideration.
We're on air.
And tenderness and...
Jeez.
Is that
holy
a real life alert?
Flipping crap.
Not just for the night, but like 6 or 7 months, right?
Jesus, that's not that much better.
Maybe a couple of years.
So anyway, dude, that's too far. That's a real lifeler. That's messed up. God dang.
So come to Mudbug and watch Kevin and Corey throw down.
That cuts to the bone. That might be the second most hurtful thing anyone's ever said to me. Most hurtful thing anyone ever said to me is my friend Casey. I was like, wow, are we like best friends? Should we get BFF rings? And she goes, no, probably not, because you know it doesn't usually go well when you give a girl a ring. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, my friends are savage AF.
I'm sorry, dude.
So yeah, whatever. I'm not giving. All right, so come up to us at Mudbug Bash. Take us to another person and be like, KNC is the best show on radio. Don't introduce yourself or anything. Bottle opener for the first 3 or 4. So you better be there. We're going to do a roundtable at 2 o'clock, so you better be ready to go.
And if you're a lady looking for a good time that night.
God, Corey. Or perhaps a meaningful relationship. Shut up, asshat.
My best friend Kevin is available for you.
Corey's the greatest or worst wingman ever. I can't figure out which one.
Hey, you for a
you
couple
know what?
Of years.
There might be a couple of them that walk up and they're like, this is all I want is tonight, Kevin. You know? So there you go. I might have scored you like 3 or 4.
Uh-huh.
That are all like,
a bottle
you know
opener.
What? Hey, we don't need to compete and we don't need to have separate nights. Tonight's the night, Kevin.
All right. Well.
You got 4 of them. And Legos.
Oh, man.
Take them to Legos.
If one of them brought Legos with them, I would pick them. Like, let's say you have, like, 3 conventionally attractive people and, like, a mediocre at best person, but she had a Star Wars Lego set with her.
Uh-huh.
I'm taking that gal home.
So that you could eventually get that Lego set from her and kick her out of the
sure.
house?
Well, no. Well, probably. Look, I may or may not have bought a Lego TIE Fighter tonight before the show, okay?
So awesome.
I love Legos. They're lots of fun.
Do we want to do this list?
Man, you guys do whatever the hell you want. Y'all have gone rogue in this segment already. This is worst
like
show on
one?
Radio. Yes, Rogue One.
Did you know there's a
look,
Rogue Two?
Here's the way I viewed it. The Han Solo movie is coming out in about a month. If I order the Legos now and then they get here, I can be building my TIE Fighter right before the movie comes out and I'll get extra excited. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Trying to figure out, like, TIE Fighter's okay, right? Like, that's okay to say nowadays?
Dude, that's a ship.
How do they spell it?
T-I-E, fighter?
Oh, so it's like a necktie? Or a bow tie?
Yeah.
Kind of looks like a bow tie.
Yeah, I can see that.
All right. Titillating facts about humans. Number one, it takes twice as long to lose new muscle as it did to gain it.
Really?
Yeah, so you gain muscle and you're like, boom! It's going to take that long to lose it. Times two. So
yeah.
You're going to keep muscle longer than you.
Okay.
Lady at Soda today, she was like, all right, so, you know, we want you to start doing some things to tone also. Keep doing these things.
Yeah.
She goes, but don't lift. I can tell you've lifted before, and I know that you're going to sit there and try and lift to go crazy. And I was like, you're right.
Does she know you're married?
No, she was at Soda. She's a Soda lady, dude.
They are really nice there.
Yeah, and they just know.
That just seems like making a move, right? I can tell you've lifted before.
She did tell me that they love Kevin. So she was like, we love Kevin over at the Garland.
See, Kevin?
Office,
great
so.
Wingman.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Were you like, do you love him more than he loves Legos? She's like, what does that mean? Which one was this?
Can't remember her name. She's glasses.
We'll talk about it off air.
She was awesome,
very
though.
Very nice.
Number two, ears continue to function even while a person is sleeping. The brain blocks out most sounds, though.
Okay. This is a weird
dismount.
Yeah. So part of that's good. It sucks when like there's thunder and then you wake up and you're like, oh, son of a. But if your house was, you know, on fire or somebody was breaking in or the baby was crying, you'd probably want to hear that.
Yes, you would.
Oh, look at this. We're starting to get Lego pictures. Star Wars. That looks like Kylo Ren's ship from the 972. Nice. That's very nice.
Kylo Ren's what?
Ship.
Oh, okay. Number three.
Maybe you guys should stop giving me so much ship.
People with a high number of moles tend to live longer than those with fewer.
I'm good then.
Okay.
Are you a mole, 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 mole?
Not when you put it like that.
This is kind of related to weird things about how you live your life and stuff. I saw that they just put out a study that people who stay up really late are more likely to have a psychological disorder.
We already know that, Kevin.
And I always tell you that I'm up until like 4 or 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight will be no different.
You're insane.
So.
And that's why you do the Legos.
Yeah,
to keep you
Legos
lined
are
up,
very
man.
Relaxing.
Yeah, they are. No, you're totally right about that. You can meditate, and I've been meditating lately.
Ooh.
Or you could Lego, and I think Legoing is great
Plus
if you can
afford
it.
I like the structure of it.
Meditating is just cheaper. Number 4.
Sure.
Approximately 75% of human waste is made of water.
Huh.
Does that include our, why is this, like our doo-doo?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's the 25% that isn't included.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So does that mean, okay, here's a question then to go along with this. How many peas for every poop?
5.
You think?
Well, I poop once a day.
Okay.
And I go number one probably 7, 8 times a day maybe.
Okay.
So it's 8 to 1.
I drink a lot of water. Well, like I was going to say 5, easy. But some days I have like 2 poops.
Okay.
All right. Number 5.
Were we done with that?
I was done with that.
Oh, my Lord.
Babies are born with 300 bones, some of which eventually fuse, leaving adults with only 206. So they have more bones as kids.
I heard that 1 in every 6 million babies is born with a full set of teeth. How much would that freak you the F out?
Your baby's just like rah, rah, rah. Time to breastfeed. And it's
yeah,
like,
freak out the lady.
No.
Yeah.
Chomp.
You're going to be feeding off a bottle.
Arr. Number 6. Hair is impervious to cold, climate change, water, and many other natural forces, making it one of the most indestructible natural substances on the planet.
Really? It didn't feel like it's so indestructible, especially in the top
I wish y'all could have seen his face.
The only thing that's making me not flip out right now is more people are sending in pictures of their Star Wars Legos. Plus, somebody sent in a picture of boobs.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the Lego set in the 682,
oh,
Kevin?
Come on.
Oh, that's a wiener.
Pretty spectacular.
Took a lot
Human
of work.
Stomach acids are strong enough to dissolve metal. So if you really need to dissolve metal, just cut open your stomach and just pour your stomach acid
or
on
don't.
It. Have I ever told
somebody
you one of my life
stomach.
Goals,
good job, Parker.
Corey? Is to watch a goat eat a tin can.
Yes, you have.
I have a bunch of
the
really
weirdest things.
Oh yeah, Parker, I've got a bunch of really weird life goals. I want to wrestle in a match. I want to watch a basketball game at Cameron Indoor Stadium. I want to see a goat eat a tin can. I fulfilled one of my life goals.
You bought the gold brick?
Oh yeah, and I want to own a gold brick, $512,000.
You are so all over the map.
Yes, I achieved one of my life goals years ago at the newspaper. Is I wanted to be on a bus or you know a van or a plane or whatever where everyone broke into Tiny Dancer, and I absolutely fulfilled that goal.
Why? Why so specific with the song though?
Because it's from Almost Famous.
Okay. Did you have to set that up, or did it just happen spontaneously, and you were like? Oh,
it happened spontaneously, and I almost lost my crap. Oh, yeah, one of the other things is I want to see a spontaneous breakdance battle on the streets where, like, people are spinning on the cardboard and stuff. I would really like to see that. I would also like to be at a club or potentially school dance, preferably, where everyone gets in a circle to watch the people do their specialized dance battle. I would love to see that.
Huh.
So yeah, there's like a weird compilation of some of my life goals. But the 817, what's up? They just said, what up, Kevin? So what's up?
Humans, apes, and koalas are the only animals with fingerprints. So see, we are overqualified too.
Oh my God. So like if you're a tiger, you could murder someone in the police.
Nobody would know.
Figure it out.
Yeah. So is that movie Zootopia? Completely useless.
I mean, I feel like
know.
You could still get DNA evidence, like with saliva and stuff. You just can't fingerprint them.
With tigers, it would be TNA. You know what I'm saying? Number 9, it's believed up to 90% of diseases are caused by...
Unfortunately,
or complicated by stress, which means this is why you should Lego or meditate.
Yeah, I got stress. I have a lot of like self-created stress too. So
yeah,
it's probably good. That might be another reason I lost my hair.
I'm a little more of a. I have anxiety. I do, man. It happens. Happens to the best of us. You know, social anxiety is not an easy thing to deal with. Number 10, the youngest parents ever were only 8 and 9, respectively.
What? Did they adopt?
I don't know, man. I'm just moving on.
Hold on!
Dude, this, I can't...
Okay, let me ask you. No, I have a serious follow-up question.
Uh-huh.
What would be more disturbing? If the 8 and 9-year-olds had a baby with each other, or if the 8-year-old had a baby with, like, an 18-year-old?
I have no clue.
Because they're both horrifying. Which one is more horrifying?
I don't know.
Because I feel like the 18-year-old with the 8-year-old is the worst one.
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I feel like we should move
on. We're condemning it, though. Yes. I'm saying it's horrible.
Laughing can lower stress levels and strengthen the immune system. So listening to the show can lower stress levels and make you stronger in your immunities.
Least stressed I've ever been is we were at the OT Tavern after something horrible had happened. And you would theoretically be stressed, but then Corey told the whale joke that was the funniest thing I ever heard in my life.
Time.
And then I felt better. Ooh, somebody sent in the NASA, the Apollo rocket Legos. My son really wants that. Props to them. That's like $200.
And I'm going to go with this is the last one. Simply thinking about your muscles can make them stronger. So you should feel alpha after this. Kevin, I did want to drop this little nugget. You know who Cardell Thomas is?
Is that the guy who said we ain't come here to play no school?
No, Cardell Thomas is a 5-star offensive lineman, 330 pounds, high school kid. He has committed to LSU.
Oh.
His nickname is Pancake. A 5-star offensive lineman whose nickname is Pancake. Yeah, that's awesome.
That's a smart school to go to.